Right. Good evening, everyone. This is Gordon, W2TTT. Are there any stations with emergency or priority traffic? Please call K2BAR. Alrighty, that's a good answer. This is W2TTT Gordon, and I'll be operating as K2 Bravo Alpha Romeo, the station of the Bergen Amateur Radio Association. And this is the Bergen Amateur Radio Association Chestnut Ridge Radio Club Technical Net. Net is conducted weekly on a frequency of 146.955 with a minus 600 offset and a 141.3 PL, a PL of 141.3. And the repeater is located in Alpine, New Jersey. So that's a little different than the other nets because it's about having a conversation about amateur radio, computers, telecommunications, electronics, all that good stuff. It's about the natural sciences that underlie our wonderful hobby. It's also about our experiences, things we aspire to do, things we have done previously, things we want to do again, and as we always like to say, things we never want to do again, but we've done. Live to tell the tale sometimes. In any case, we also have the opportunity to post items for sale, swap, or trade, as it were, or wanted items, for that matter, so feel free to do that as well. So anyway, want to know, I need someone to log the QSO, the check-ins tonight. Is there anyone who could log for the net, please, to call K2BAR? W2JEK. Don, will you be doing that? Thank you.
Roger, I'll take it.
Much obliged. Alrighty. Alright, so stations. Actually, let's start with W2JEK. W2JEK, what are your intentions for tonight?
One comment.
Sorry, say again.
I had one comment. Over.
Alrighty. Very good, Don. Are there any other whiskies with either questions, comments, for sale, swap, or wanted items, or none of the above? Please call K2BAR.
K2BAR, WA2UMP. Good evening, Gordon. This is Jim in Pearl River. And do have a comment. I'll give an update on some of the interesting toys and technology that I've been working with.
That's excellent. Thank you very much, Jim. I guess that'll be regarding Fusion and all their fun things for networking, their digital goodies. I got my Fusion radio up right now on UHF, on the Chestnut Ridge UHF machine, but we're making progress there. All right, very good. Any other whiskeys?
K2BAR, W2CH, Ray in White Plains. None of the above. Good evening. Back on the net.
Okay, well, good evening, Ray. Good hearing you. Any other whiskeys?
W2NPR, Hector, no questions or comments at this time. Good evening, all.
All right. Good evening, Mr. Hector. All right, any other whiskeys? All righty, let's go to the ever-popular Kilos.
KC2NKU, Maryland, White Plains. No questions, no comments. Good evening, all.
Good evening, Marilyn, KC2NKU. Welcome aboard. Any other Kilos?
K2BAR. K2TRW, good evening.
Hello, Mr. Kai. Sent you a note today regarding some scouting ham radio things. So I'll talk about that at one point, so feel free to chime in when we get to that point. And any other Kilos? All right, how about Alphas? Okay, how about Novembers? All righty. I guess we're ready to go. Are there any stations who have not yet checked in who would like to check in this time? Please call K2BAR. Was there another station? Okay, I guess not. Just be aware, we also have the ability to access via Echolink. If you're a Chestnut Ridge Radio Club member, you can access via K2 Foxtrot Juliet dash Lima. K2 Foxtrot Juliet dash Lima is a viable way to get into this if you are a Chestnut Ridge Radio Club member. Are there any stations on Echolink? Alrighty. Something here. So, W2JEK, it's your ball first, K2BAR.
Alright, K2BAR in the net, W2JEK. Good evening, everybody. Just announcing that Barra will be running a VE test session on Friday night, April 22nd, 7 p.m., and that will be at the Westwood Regional High School on 701 Ridgewood Road in the Township of Washington. Classroom number 123 coming. Please bring an ID, like a photo ID, like a driver's license or a passport or something like that, or some other ID, forms of other ID that's non-photo. Test fee is $15. If you are already licensed, please bring your license and a copy of that license. And if you wish to use a calculator, you may. The calculator's memory must be empty. Other devices such as iPods, cell phones, etc. may not be used as calculators. And keep in mind that the extra class question pool will change at the end of June. On July 1st, we'll be having a new question pool. So if you're studying for extra, please study hard and get in before the end of June. And if anybody have any questions, I'll put it back to Ned.
Hey, anybody have any questions for Don? Alrighty. Well, thank you very much, Don. Anything else you'd like to talk about?
One other thing, it was not in QST, but the QRP ARCI, that's the QRP Amateur Radio Club International, this weekend from 8 o'clock in the morning local time till Saturday till 8 p.m. on Sunday, we'll be having a QRP contest. And if you QRPARCI.org, W contest, and you should be using 5 watts or less. If you're less than 1 watt, you get a times 10 multiplier. 5 watts or less, it's times 7 multiplier. Anything over 5 watts, no multiplier for power. The workstation on every all the HF bands, 10-160. And if you're a member, you give the member power output. Spread the word about that, because it wasn't on. They haven't been having a contest. They didn't have a trial, but now they've got some other a good QRP contest. Great. Back to net. W2JEK.
Alrighty, very good. Thank you, Don. Anybody else have any questions for Don about this or other aspects of QRP or licensing? Now, I don't know if you guys are noticing, but I'm hearing a second repeater when I key up. It's tetradining with 955. Interesting. I wonder where the carrier access 955 repeater is up and down the coast.
Probably Cape Cod, Dennis.
I thought that one had a PL on it.
It does.
Yeah, so unless it's 141.3, I shouldn't be keying it. But anyway, now that I'm moving inland, it's I'm not keying it anymore. But I did hear it. Heard it for a couple of minutes every time I unkeyed. Anyway, alrighty. Anything else, Mr. Don?
Nothing else, thank you. Back to net, W2JEK.
Okay, very good. Just a couple of things. Those of you who are following the progress of our group here and their little projects, we have a Yahoo group called ComTech Group. Charlie, Oscar, Mike, Tango, Echo, Charlie, Hotel, Golf, Romeo, Oscar, Uniform, Papa, ComTech Group at Yahoo Groups. And you're welcome to request to join. It's pretty easy. And if you can't find it for any reason, just send me a note and I'll add you. No problem. But you won't get spam. It's a closed group. And it's where people post their projects and things like that, and little emails and what they're doing. It's kind of neat. And you can carry on the conversation throughout the week. In any case, do keep that in mind. And one of the things I put out there recently is a weather station. I have a Tycon Networks weather station. It's working pretty well. Got one little problem with the way it's reporting to Weather Underground, and that seems to be a function of my computer and its Windows 10 implementation. It's not that there's a problem with Windows 10, it's something about my computer and its way it's set up, so I will have to sort through that in the ensuing days, but right now I have other projects on hand to take care of, and so it's going to have to wait. But anyway, we're pretty excited overall on how that's progressing. And what else did I want to mention? There's a lot of scouting activity. All of a sudden, there's an event called the Weavery up at Camp W. Bosco in June, which I'm doing a set of presentations and could always use some help for those who are involved in scouting or would like to be. We do presentations for the, in that case, adults. But we've got a couple of cutbacks requesting stuff. We've got a group coming down to Fairlawn tomorrow night to the Fairlawn Radio Club, and Dave N3UXK has made, I think, about 11 Morse code key kits for them to assemble. It looks really kind of cool. And we're going to take careful notes and document what was made so that we can replicate that, or others can replicate it for other groups. We've gotten several requests from other Cub Scouts and Boy Scouts to do that. And to make it more interesting, got a request for Jamboree on the air in the fall. So I think we need to think about getting that squared away. So a lot going on. There's also another event up at W. Bosco in May. A different twist, but it's definitely for the kids to participate. So we're trying to figure out what makes best sense. KA1UKI has been spearheading that. Wanted some help. So anyway, if you're so inclined, let me know. We're also making progress on the mesh network business. Got a proposal in for one of the major sites in the area to become permanent. Done some testing at that site and had a really good experience on several frequencies. So we'll see how that goes over the ensuing weeks. Any questions on these subjects, please call K2BAR.
K2BAR, question from K2TRW.
Sure, Kai, go ahead.
Okay, Gordon, I think I responded to your email about the event in May, but I didn't get any email about the event in June. So if you haven't sent it already, if you can send me any info on that, I might be able to participate. Back to net. K2TRW.
Yeah, and if I recall, your sons who have licenses, they could too. That's a staff exercise, so they'd be staff, and so would you. So, yeah, it's the Weavery. So there wasn't an email on that specifically, but I will forward you another email that our venture crew has been circulating around about it. But it's the first weekend in June. We set up on Friday and do our dance on Saturday. Tear it down either when the weather makes sense on late Saturday or first thing Sunday morning, as would be the plan. But being on the Weavery staff is a hoot, just for reference. Alrighty. Anybody else?
A2BARW2LCN.
I was under the underpass Sega.
A2BAR, this is W2LCN.
Go ahead, Rick.
I had a great night on Monday giving a presentation with the Boy Scouts and dealing with radio waves and UHF and VHF frequencies. We made some light bulbs light up, and the highlight was making the light bulb break when they got too close to the antenna, which was kind of cool. But I did want to just say it's definitely a pretty cool experience, and I'll try and help you out where I can, when I can. So I want to check in, and I'll have a comment later on in the log if I can. Back to that.
Hey Rick, W2LCN, we have you with a comment. Very good. Anything else on this topic? Okie dokie, so let's move along. WA2UMP, Jim, it's your ball, K2BAR. Okay. Tell you what, Rick, you've got the ball. Well, I don't know what happened to Jim. Jim had to step away from it, so it's your ball instead.
I'm here, Gordon. Sorry, I just stepped out of the room. I don't mean to interrupt Rick, though, if he wants to jump in.
Go ahead. I'll just stand by.
Okay. Thanks, Rick. Okay, Gordon. Just wanted to share with the group some of the experiments I've been doing. I've been intrigued in recent years with digital communications. Was into D-Star, still use it a bit, and still on DMR. And most recently, I've become intrigued by C4FM. And all of the protocols have their pluses and minuses. C4FM is the new protocol in town, so I've been experimenting with that. I'm still on D-Star all the time. And one of the big pluses about D-Star is they have this, about DMR, is they have this rich infrastructure with a lot of linked repeaters that are hierarchical. For example, they have the Tri-State network, which is about 35 repeaters linked together to seamlessly cover the Tri-State area with very clear communications. Let me let it drop for a second. C4FM has the advantage of having a little bit better audio quality, very clear if you transmit wideband. They have a narrow band, which is roughly equivalent to DMR, and they have a wide band, which is better than DMR. What it lacks is, at this point, it's still the new protocol in town, and what it lacks is linking capability, linking between the repeaters, and that's just starting to come about. So we have a number of good repeaters in the area. This repeater and 442.9 are C4FM repeaters. There's two good ones in Queens. There's another pair in Bud Lake and one in Hopatcon. I probably mispronounced that very badly. There's at least six in the area with more coming online and not much linking. We're starting to see the beginning of it. The Bud Lake repeater, there's a couple ways you could link C4FM. One is with a DV4 Mini, and the other one is with Wires X. The DV4 Mini is a little $129 gizmo that on a USB stick that puts out 12 milliwatts and is good within your house or with a good antenna, maybe for up to a mile or so. And you use that to link to certain rooms, which are reflectors, which are really servers on the internet. You can also link together repeaters. So, the Bud Lake repeater, you can hit that repeater if you're within range of Bud Lake, or you can hit it from your DV4 Mini, which is like a DVAP or a dongle, or you could even call it like a little mini repeater. Again, only 12 milliwatts. And another way to do it with a proprietary solution is with the Wires X box. And the Wires X box allows you to do basically a couple things. And one, it allows you to link together repeaters, or to set up your own hotspot. In that hotspot, you can pick a room and drive around in your car and be talking with other folks within the room throughout the country, or depending on which room you're in, it will be focused on a geographical area. Okay, so with the Wires X, you can, if you have your digital repeater, if you have your C4FM repeaters, you can link them together, and if you wanted to, you can set them up either in a set of private rooms and just link them together, or with one of the other networks or rooms. A good one, there's a couple good ones, and I'm just becoming familiar with it. One is in California, in L.A., and they have a pair of repeaters there. And it's linked together in two different ways. One is with Wires X, and one's with the DV4 Mini. So you could talk to the folks in LA, either on your DV4 Mini or in your Wires X, or you could drive out to LA until you're within range. So you could pick one of those threes. Or still another way is you could link your local repeater to the, for example, to the LA room, and therefore you'd have a connection between your repeater and that one. And that's just an example. A couple of other rooms that are interesting are like the West Coast Link, which is up in Oregon and in Washington, and the America, which is across the USA. Anyway, don't want to talk too long on it, but we've got some good repeaters in the area, more coming online, and been looking for creative ways to link these together to set up an infrastructure, something like a Hudson Valley network or a tri-state network, where we get all these repeaters linked together and seamlessly cover the area, so it seems like a single repeater. With that, back to net control.
Very good, Jim. Yeah, and Dave, N3USK, and I have been cobbling together components and got pretty much everything we need at this point for a repeater. And the question is going to be whether to replace 835 with a fusion repeater or put it somewhere else, either on VHF or UHF. That's yet to be determined, but we're chugging along on that regard, so you can pretty much count Dave and me in. What's interesting about the wire stuff is that if the repeater owner so desires, they can hook it up to a room. A room is sort of like a conference bridge or a D-Star reflector, by the way, in Yaesu parlance. But what's interesting is you can either hook it up to a specific room and leave it there, or what you can do is you can actually leave it under the user's control. So if the users in question want to put it on a particular room, they can. Personally, I'm kind of the mind that says, okay, leave it on a particular room unless the user wants to come up on the repeater and move it to another. Then after so much time, it'll toggle back wherever the default room is. That's kind of the way I'm thinking about it, but we'll see. I also have a DMR radio, and I don't use it a whole lot, but it's very nice. Personally, I use the DN mode in Fusion all the time, and then every so often I would like to be able to get the data port working as well. That's my next task. The other thing is, has anyone found or talked to Chris Wilson at Yaesu regarding whether or not they're going to make their APRS port bidirectional? No, I know that's on his list of things to address. Boy, that would be really spiffy to get squared away, because that's a little annoying. Right now, you can spit out whatever comes out of the APRS side of your radio, but you can't put stuff back in to transmit an APRS message from your FTM-400, which is a little annoying, to say the least, but it is what it is. Anyway, anybody else have any questions or comments on the subject of Fusion, DMR, any of these other stuff?
K2BAR, question from K2TRW.
Okay, Kai.
Not sure. I guess this is just a comment. I was on the Yaesu website earlier this week, and looks like the promotion's back. I think they raised it up another $100, but the Fusion repeater offer looks like it's back for another few months, till the end of June. expecting it.
Okay, and that offer is for how much money with the $100 off?
I believe it's another $100 above the offer last time. So at the end of 2015, they were offering it for $500. This time, they're offering it for $600 till June 30th for qualified clubs and individuals.
Very nice. So it's not going to be on my go-out-buy list this week, but that's pretty cool. Well, as I said, Dave has one. You know who else has a pair of them, one in Pennsylvania and one here in New Jersey, is Bruce N2DRP. His UHF machine is down in Hudson County in Jersey City, and he's going to send them back, unfortunately, because he bought the one in particular a month too early, so it doesn't have the right software in it. So they have to put the software in it because of the time frame when it was built. The newer machines will be that way as well. It's unclear as to whether or not Dave's machine has that same problem. I'm suspecting it might. And that's for the direct connection of the repeater to the wire's exit interface. So that's pretty good stuff. One thing I do think you can do, and Jim, correct me if I'm wrong, if you're running narrow band voice, can you run simultaneous data? I think that's true. Whereas if you run the wideband voice on Fusion, you can't. There's also a data-only mode as well, which is wideband but data-only, correct?
Well, if you run wideband, it's just like being on the air. Your position doesn't come through from the GPS, and if you run the narrow band, it does. So I assume that you can pass, there's ability to pass data. I haven't tried any texting capability from the radio, but I imagine that exists. So there is capability if they can pass the GPS information.
Yeah, that's true. And also calculate going the other way, people's distance and direction from you. Pretty cool. Alrighty. Very good. Anybody else have anything?
Yeah, final comment, Gordon. We look forward to seeing your new repeater come online and with some innovative linking solution. So I think that'll be a real contribution to the amateur radio community here in the greater New York, New Jersey area.
Roger, it certainly will be, should be pretty exciting. Alrighty, anybody else have anything? Okay. Alright, let's move on. W2LCN, Mr. Rick, it's your ball, K2BAR.
Good evening, Gordy. That was some good conversation before I just jumped off the computer and had some fun looking at that radio for the Radio Fusion. That may be the next purchase after I get done with the house here. At any rate, once again, we've got this 5K run over in Lincoln Park, New Jersey on May 7th, and I'd love to see if we can get some volunteers. It's a great time to put in a few hours in the morning, be done inside of 3 or 4 hours, and get to do some radio operations. So if anyone's new to ham radio or would like to come out and support that, just give me an email, Whiskey2, Lima, Charlie, November, and I'll provide you the information. We usually run about 6 positions, have some coffee and donuts in the morning, and we're done by about 11 o'clock. So it's a great quick day, but a very efficient model for running a small event. It can lead to other things if you're interested in joining with some of the other 5Ks that run in the area. So that's all I wanted to put out for now. I got the chance to stay up a little bit later tonight, so this is Whiskey2, Lima, Charlie, November, and I'll send it back over to Net, K2BAR.
Okay, Rick, that is the first Saturday in May?
I believe it is. It's May 7th. I'm not sure if that's the first Saturday, but I assume that it is.
Rick, if it's the 7th, it has to be the 1st. well, okay, but it's that. I got you. If it's the 7th, it's the first Saturday. I got you. But it's around that time.
Yes, absolutely. May 7th, Lincoln Park at the community pool right here near
with the electronics store, Wayne Electric. So if you need anything, it's a good opportunity to come on over in the morning, do a 5K, just to do some of the radio operations, help out for a few hours, and then head over there and pick up the goodies you need to go back and work on a project. So it should be a lot of fun. It usually is. It's usually just a good time. A good group of guys show up. We have both the Wayne Club and some of the guys at the Fairlawn Club come on over. And it should be a lot of fun. It's usually a pretty good time for everybody.
All right. Very good, sir. Do you want me to come prepared to do net control again?
Yeah, that would be great. You know what? I'm trying to keep it kind of flexible. I'm in the middle of packing up, and hopefully I will be moved out of my house by the following weekend. So literally I will be very, very mobile at that point in time. So I'm playing everything by ear, but I will have everything ready to go in the back of my truck. And I guess literally I'm moving everything but the ham radio equipment. That'll stay with me. So that would be great if you could handle the net control. We've got a few other volunteers who are coming out, so that's also fantastic. But we could always use a few more just so we can get people out on the we've got about six positions we fill up pretty well, but we definitely love to have a few people come out, especially if you're new and want to learn how to do this. It's a very gentle group that walks through everything. Things are clearly laid out, and I can send you all the information in advance if anybody's interested. But yeah, that would be great if you could handle the net control. As always, you do a great job.
Roger, and I'll come with self-contained power. I'll bring my BioNO power pack, which I probably should say to spend a few seconds on. Before we do, anybody have any questions regarding contacting Rick regarding the community walk? Alrighty, very good. But just for reference, Rick, I've been playing with my BioNO power battery, my 17 ampere hour, and let me tell you, that is a hoot. Doing very, very well. It's a sunny day. I'm gonna also run it off of a solar panel, just to make it a little more interesting. I'll have a panel that I can put on a short tether and get power into my battery and run the radio, and everybody will be happy. But I've got a 50 watt panel, which is, I'm sure I'll put a couple amps in anyway. And that'll be more than enough to keep everything at that level and extend the operation. And that BioNO battery weighs bloody nothing. It's amazing. I've gotten to the point now where I run a simple charger, like a 40 watt or 50 watt charger, 4 amp type charger, and trickle charge my battery with that, while also strapping the boot, the power supply for my laptop, and I run my one of my laptops off of it in my shack, and that way the battery is always topped up, but it's always providing an extra little power for the laptop. So anyway, it's all good. Anybody have any questions about BioNO power or other fun things? Alrighty. Well, anybody else have any topics to add to the net?
W2CH info.
Go ahead, Ray.
I just thought that after it, Jim had discussed the digital modes that today I had ordered a few weeks ago the new repeater directory from the ARL, and it's been reorganized quite a bit. It's just by the state now, towns now, special order, all the frequencies together. Now, with the modes mentioned, so they've included Fusion along with D-Star and DMR. Even I have seen some that are ABCO, but some are lacking. Of course, they're not up to date on the Fusion like these repeaters, the two we discussed. And even one, the D-Star, I know, is WG2MSK, which is D-Star, or was active. Maybe it's off now, but some others are listed. So there's probably a lag time on updating. And it's a bit bigger book, too. the pocket size one. So as usual around April it becomes available. I just thought I'd mention that there with it, Gordon, for people who might be interested when it comes out. K2BAR W2TDT and the net W2CH.
Okay, W2CH, W2TGT. Well, you know, the league formed a partnership with, I guess it was Repeater Book, and boy, is that turned into a very useful relationship. And it's allowed some things to get corrected that the league in itself did not want to do. For instance, if you didn't have a coordinated machine, they would not list you because they didn't want to put the AARL's blessing on a repeater that wasn't coordinated. But in a lot of cases, the repeater coordination body is dysfunctional or plain brain dead, and there's nothing wrong with having the repeater in question, even if it's not coordinated. So it has local political problems and stuff like that. So by essentially partnering with an outside source, the league is making available the material that the outside source collates and collects, so it's less of a problem. That's good. That's good. Anybody have any questions for Ray regarding the AARL repeater book and other related matters?
WA2ISP, no questions, just a late check-in.
Whiskey Alpha 2, India, Sierra Echo. Good evening, Bob. Very good. Got you in the list. Anybody else? Let me just take a standby here for a second and just point out a couple of things. Fairlawn Radio Club is open tomorrow night from 6 to 9 p.m. And you'll have three or four operating positions to choose from. There's a full workbench and shop, and those of us who hang around in that will probably be doing so. We also have a conference area where people can just sit around and learn and, and BS a little bit. And there's always coffee pot going and some snacks, so that's always good. Last week I brought down some butter cookies, and I still think there's some left. And what else? Let's see. Oh, tomorrow night we also have, I think, 10 Weeblo Scouts will be coming down for just a little while to assemble their Morse code keys. Dave and 3UXK made them essentially Morse code key kits out of parts and some spring metal and some blocks of wood and blah, blah, blah. And, battery and cell alert, and you're good to go. So it's really amazing, and it'll be quite a nice teaching experience for the youngins. And we've got a lot more of that coming, which is good. The more people we get interested in radio at a young age, the better off we are. All righty, anybody else? Anyone else like to check into the net? All righty. Well, if that's the case, I'm going to thank everybody for checking in tonight. Not too short a net tonight, but not too long either. Just be advised, next week I will be around for the net, no problem. But on the 21st, I will not be available on the 21st, and we'll need a substitute net control 2 weeks from now. So be aware of that. In 2 weeks, we will need a substitute net control. One other thing is kit night is next Tuesday at the Washington Township Municipal Building in the senior room. If we can find a net control by then, I will be there next Tuesday. I haven't been able to get there for a couple of Tuesdays, but next Tuesday I should be there. And then, of course, I'll end up securing that, then I'll remember. Isn't that always the way? But I know what it is. Not tomorrow, but a week from tomorrow, on the 15th of April, Rich Moses in W2 Victor United, who's the editor of CQ Magazine, will be in attendance to speak at Fairlawn as part of the speaker series all amateurs are invited to attend, and he's going to emphasize that how the maker movement, you know, the people who just fabricate stuff to, you know, provide a function, maybe amusement, etc., those folks will be, he'll be talking about those folks and the synergies between the maker movement and amateur radio, and why it's important to embed amateur radio into the maker movement, and how embedded it already is, but we just need to continue that. So, anybody else have any questions before we do anything else? Alrighty, well, thank you, everyone. It's been a pleasure, and both smile, as they say. So, this is K2 VAR, WE2 TTT, returning the repeater to normal amateur radio use, 73.
TTT, W2JK.
Yes, Mr. Don.
Want me to email that list of all calls to you? Do you have it down someplace?
No, that'd be great if you could send it to me, Don. I do not have it.
What's a good one?
Whiskey 2 Triple Tango at att.net and att.com.
I'll try att.net. Okay, I'll be clear then. 73, W2JK, good night.
All right, night-night, and thank you again for taking the roster. It's W2TTT.